And we'll be joining me in the studio right now. Joining me right now is Jolie Johnson and Catherine Fontenot from Vermilionville. They're here to talk about the summer camps program that will take place at Vermilionville. Great setting for a camp. And it seems a little early for some of us, but summer is very close, and school will be letting out in maybe less than a month for some students. So it's time to be thinking about what you're going to be doing with your kids this summer.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to get the word out, that it's time to start registering for the summer camp. So once the kids are out, make sure to get them out and learning something in the community.
Yeah, don't sign up once they get out of school, because most of the camps will be filled by then, I believe. Well, is this the first year that Vermilionville has done a camp?
This is our second year of conducting this type of summer camp, so we're excited to continue to build on it.
And you've had various other activities that go on. I know the Cajun and Creole kids camp was based there for a while. And
yes, and also Louisiana Folk Roots holds their summer camp at our location as well.
So a lot of activity going on in the summertime. But this is the Vermilionville Summer Camp. And what is the name of the camp, Jolie?
Well, I'll let Catherine take that
Catherine,
over.
You're the director of the camp.
Sure. It's En Voyage dans le temps at Vermilionville, which means we travel in time at Vermilionville.
So is that the theme? Are you going to be...
Kind of. It's a sort of cultural immersion summer camp. So basically they'll be spending one day with the BVD side of it, which they'll be learning all about the bayou, doing fishing, and... going on a boat tour. They'll be in the watershed and learning all the different ways that we affect our watershed. And a lot of the fish and stuff, they'll learn Cajun French vocabulary about it. And then on Tuesday, they're going to focus more on the cultures that we represent, which are the Cajuns, the Creoles, and the Native Americans of this area. And they'll also be doing lots and lots of crafts. And then Wednesday is more a seed to skillet day, where we have that program where they learn from planting seeds all the way to harvesting and how to go from farm to table, I guess, and cooking. They'll be able to prepare their own meals and things like that. And then Thursday we go back to culture and throw in chords, which means they learn a couple of Cajun French songs, and then we finish it up with Friday, a day of showing off for the parents. They get to go canoeing and things like that in the morning, and then we do a big sort of show off for the week. They show out all their crafts, and we have a slideshow presentation of all the campers throughout the week and things like that. So
each session will last a week, and you have several sessions during the summer. When do they start? When did the camp start?
Our week one is June 23rd to 27th, and that's ages 5 to 7. July 7th through July 11th, which is ages 8 and 9. And then July 14th to July 18th, which is ages 10 to 12. And then our last week, July 21st to the 25th, it's all ages 5 through 12, but it's all done completely in French. So if you have students or, you know, your children are in French immersion classes, it's a great way to get them ready to go back to school. So Catherine leads everything in French. Our artisans, everything is really great to see the kids walking around the village, and they all speak in French to each other and showing each other around, teaching each other things. It's really great.
So the kids could really sign up for two sessions. They could do the Environmental and Culture Week, and then they could sign up for the Immersion Week, where everything would be in French.
Yes, it's the same, a bit of the same content, but we do pay attention to see last year if multiple campers signed up for both, so we would kind of gear a little differently. But this year we did split our weeks into age levels, because Catherine's going to work on making it more age appropriate for each week. They'll focus on different crafts. It'll be easier for the younger kids, and then more intricate crafts for the older kids, and going into more details about our history.
Yes, for the first sessions, but then the immersion session is for all of the ages together?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So you could take, say you're 6 years old, you could take 1 week and then join in the immersion.
The first and the last, I'd be more than happy.
So this will take place at Vermilionville, and it will encompass really all of the the things that you do at Vermilionville, the environmental side, the cultural side, and the environmental having to do with the bayou, and then the environmental having to do with the more domestic arts, growing things.
Yes.
So that's very interesting that you would be able to encompass what you do every day at Vermilionville and put it into these camps. So describe a typical day. How long will they be there during the day?
They're going to be there from 8:30 in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
So a full day.
Yep, and we feed them breakfast in the morning, so they start off really well. We noticed last year a lot of our campers were skipping breakfast before they got there.
You're too excited.
Right, and that's a really long day, and we treat it like school. It's not sort of a free-for-all. But it's a lot of fun. So they get there in the morning, we do breakfast, and then they start kind of going through their journals, which are these beautiful handmade journals that are the kids personalize on the very first day with a sewing lesson. They kind of pick out their shapes. So
they make their own journals.
Yes. And they'll go to their first couple lessons, like they'll do, like one day they do bousillage bowls, and then they'll move on to another artisan, do like a carving project with one, or a weaving project with another, and they do a lot of work with the Native American artisans that we have there. The boys are usually very excited about tomahawk throwing and things like that. They'll have like a little break, I guess, about late mid-morning. They'll have lunch, then they'll have a few more activities. They'll have lunch, and they get recess time. We usually give them sprinklers and things to kind of cool off. They usually ask to go swimming in the bayou, but but we let them play in the sprinklers, cool off, and then we go back to lessons and things and different activities in the afternoon. And then they have an afternoon snack, and then more lessons, and then we close up about 4 o'clock. And just before 4, they have reflection time in their journals every day to go over what they learned, what their favorite aspects were, and things like that.
And that will be pretty much the schedule for all of the sessions.
Except the last day. The Friday is a shorter day. It finishes up at 2:30. And we invite our parents and grandparents over to have gumbo lunch with them and take part in the sort of show off.
Well, tell us about the instructors. You mentioned a few of the people. I assume those are people who demonstrate normally at Vermilionville?
Correct. Mm-hmm. They're different artisans that we work with. Some of them, like Brenda Lalonde, will do a spinning and carding of cotton demo. We have Cliff Mears, our wood carver. He's wonderful, and he's great with the kids. Chief John Mayu of the Abigail tribe is the one who does the demo with the tomahawk throwing, and he also introduces the kids to a few Native American dances. His wife, Janice, volunteers her time with us, and she does Native American folktales. So there's a number of artisans, and we try to include as many of them as we can. So they get to learn and spend a little time with each one of them.
So a lot of people who are very skilled in their crafts will be working with the children.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
If you are just tuning in, my guests are Jolie Johnson and Catherine Fontenot from Vermilionville, here talking about their summer camps for children that will start in June. Do you have more information on your website about the camps people can go to, or should they call you?
Yes, registration opens this Thursday, May 1st, so you can always check out our website. We'll have an online form for you to fill out, or if you have questions that you want to know a little bit more in detail, don't hesitate to call us. You can reach us at 337-233-4077, and you can ask for me. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Or you can send us an email. You can find our information on the website or send a contact us form. But we'll have all of the details on our website if they want to register for summer camp. The total cost for the week is $200, and we do require 50% for the deposit to reserve a spot for the camp. We'll send you an email confirming that your camper has been registered. And you also can pay attention to our Facebook page. If you go and like Vermilionville on Facebook, we'll have the most up-to-date information on there. Once the form becomes live, you can access it through some links on there.
Well, Catherine, what were some of the responses last year from the kids and the parents to the camp?
Generally, everyone loved, really, really enjoyed the camp. It's something that's kind of very unique to this area. It's got something for every kid. It doesn't specialize in just one thing. So every kid ends up finding something they really enjoy, something they want to continue at home or continue learning about. Their favorite things by far are the canoeing, the fishing. They really enjoyed the bousillage craft. They made bowls and did natural element imprints. And
I think the tomahawk throwing was very popular.
That's the second time y'all have mentioned
it.
Extremely popular.
And I think my favorite thing that the parents would tell us the next morning is on their way home, the kid fell asleep. So they were thrilled. Yeah. They went home exhausted. We definitely do a lot with them
all day. I
think
you just attracted the interest of a lot of parents there. They were so worn out at the end of the day, they fell asleep. That's mm-hmm. a sign of a good camp. We are talking about summer camps at Vermilionville. It's coming. Summer is approaching, and it's time to think about what you're going to do with your children this summer once school ends. Lots of opportunities in this area. So many interesting camps, and Vermilionville is definitely one of them. Can you say the name of the camp again in French, Catherine?
It's En Voyage dans le Temps à Vermilionville.
En voyage dans le temps à Vermilionville. Great, great title. And lots of opportunities to travel in time. Beautiful houses. And the children will just, I guess, absorb all of that history there in addition to learning from some of the craftspeople.
Absolutely.
Well, as Jolie said, you can check out the website, sign up for the Facebook page, and find out more about the camps. You can register, sign up your children, perhaps even take them down there to Vermilionville to visit and see if they would really enjoy being there.
Yes. So we do have our free admission day coming up, our first one for the summer. So come by, check us out. And if you want to register, we do have limited availability. So the quicker you register, the more chance you have of your kid securing a spot. But definitely look at our website for all the information, Vermilionville.org.
And when is that free culture day coming up?
Creole is on June 1st.
All right. Again, yes. Coming up faster than we think. May 1st is just in a couple days. So this is the summer camps at Vermilionville. More information or registration through the website. My guest, Catherine Fontenot, is the director of the summer camps, and Jolie Johnson works at Vermilionville. Thank you all so much.
Thank you for having us.